back. The market is closed. Good Thursday afternoon, everyone. Kip Harrods here with the Daily Bear Investing Podcast. Hope you had a good day. Hope you had a good week. As a reminder, tomorrow is Good Friday. We will, market is, of course, closed tomorrow. Have a great long Easter weekend, and we'll be back with you again Monday. But first of all, we got a lot to talk about today. The generational bull market moves on, doesn't it? All-time highs again today in the Dow Jones and S&P 500. Everything but NASDAQ closed up today. Kind of a quiet day of trading, frankly. People getting ready for the long weekend. But that's five straight months we've had gains now. We've got gold at all-time highs. And miners leading significantly. Talk about that a little bit. Getting towards some overbought levels. The levels that we watch here are beginning to flash. They're getting close to overbought. I'll explain that more in a moment. We're not there yet. And our VRE momentum oscillators continue to look fantastic. We are just nowhere near overbought there. This bottom line is, folks, this market's got room to run. We've seen a significant April front running this month. I think a lot of money's going to be coming in this market. We've been talking about this. A lot of money's going to be coming in this market now, right? There's over $6 trillion, all-time high, sitting in money market accounts. People thought they were really, really smart for a long time, and they probably were for a little bit of that time. Markets were a little topsy-turvy, so they just piled. People were scared to death of what's happening in D.C., scared to death of inflation, scared to death that, oh, we're going to have another bear market, et cetera. So they piled into money market accounts, which looked great when yields were 4 or 5%, but of course now the stock market's going parabolic. So that money is now about to start flooding into the markets. That's fuel for the fire, and it remains. It remains a very, very good setup for equities here, and that's how we're going to remain positioned. And the market's really broadening. That's been another thing we've been talking about here. That is, in fact, happening to a significant degree here. And these are all very, very bullish setups. There's just no reason to change course. There's just no reason to change anything that we've been doing except keep pressing your winners, right? When you've got something that's working, you don't just stay with it. You press that bet, right? That's how the big gains happen in a portfolio, especially when you've got a setup like this that is so conducive to stock market gains, and that remains in place. Remember, we're just in the second year of a bull market. We don't even have all our major indexes at all-time highs yet. Russ 2000, which has been leading the way, up another 0.5% today. What are we still, 13% away from all-time highs? The market's giving us a gift in small caps, and now they're really coming to life. Again, it is a very clean setup for higher prices going forward. Dow Jones today was up 47 points. Again, quiet day, up 0.1%. S&P 500 up 0.1%. Russ 2000, our leader again today, up 0.5%. NASDAQ today was our only major index that fell, and it barely did, just down 0.1%. 10-year today, 4.206. Again, quiet day all around. The semis, of course, that's our tell. That's our primary sector we follow for market leadership. Unchanged today. And the chart, by the way, the charts of the semis look really interesting here because as the markets broadened, we've had this rotational theme. Semis and tech are taking a little bit of a breather. Now, some people would look at that and go, uh-oh, and you're going to hear this, by the way. You're going to hear this from those that are trying to get too cute by twice. They're going to say, oh, look at what's happening. You're seeing that some of the generals have been doing very well. And now you're seeing tech start to take a little bit of breather. That's probably, it could be signaling a reversal in the markets, and it's not. It's signaling just broadening action. And this is why we haven't gotten to extreme overbought on the BRE investing system, because this rotational theme has been incredibly healthy. I've been saying it this week, and I'll say it again. If I didn't know better, I would think there's an advanced AI algorithm program here that is running this bull market, because it is textbook through and through. I'll get to gold. We'll cover that during the commodity part of the podcast, along with Bitcoin. So right now, let's take a look under. We'll keep this in kind of brief today. Take a look under the hood. In the Eternals today, I just got a new system. I got a new system today installed, and I installed it myself, actually. And I'm just floored by how fast this is, and I'm very excited about it. Anyway, been a long time coming. And our advanced decline today, but it's a little different, so it's getting a little bit, you know, getting used to here. Advanced decline today, everything was positive across the board, so let's start there, right? Again, positives across the board in all our market internals. Again, that's another buy signal. Not quite 2-to-1 advanced decline, but very close to it, both NYSE and NASDAQ. Volume today, again, positive across the board, better than 2-to-1 positive for NYSE, extraordinarily good. NASDAQ positive by about $800 million worth of trading, been very solid reading. And here's the big boy. Remember how bad it's been, how bad it was for about a year when we could not figure out new 52 highs or lows? Now, there's a lot of junk in there, too. Again, there's a lot of these internals. You have to really dissect them more than you used to. There's still a lot of junk stocks in here, and they pick up now everything. But still, this bottom line number matters. We had today 619 stocks in a new 52-week high. That's NYSE and NASDAQ combined. 619 stocks in a new 52-week high to just 58 hitting a new 52-week low. We've been telling you this number is going to start heading higher. This in April, this number, you're going to start seeing 700, 800, 900, then 1,000 stocks hitting a new 52-week high. There's absolutely nothing bearish about it, but just know when you get to the extremes, like anything else, when you get to the extremes, everybody's excited. Everybody says the market's never going to go down. Everybody's piling money in. That is when we'll start taking some money off the table because you never go broke taking profits. And if we can time a shakeout, and a shakeout in this case might be 2 weeks, it might be a month, it might be a week in this market, but if we can time our changes here, and maybe because we like to use leverage ETF, so it was with the approach we use, if we can save losing 15 to 20% losses in a position, we're going to take that opportunity. We'll keep you in the loop there. Again, we're not there yet. I will tell you this. This is an indicator we watch very closely. The percent of stocks above the 50-day and 200-day moving average for the SP 500. Here we are because they're now on the move. We now have 85.2% of the SP 500 above the 50-day and 85.8%. They're almost tied. 85.8% above the 200-day. Number one, this is exactly what you expect to see. Number two, it's incredibly healthy action. But once we get over 90%, you're going to hear us making that call, right? It's not a sell signal, but 92, 93, yeah, that probably is. So that's called rare air. It just doesn't happen very often. And you know what? We'll be in the minority. I can promise you when we start making this call, we will be in the minority. Because everybody else you're going to hear is going to go load the boat, back up the truck. It's time to get in. The market's going a lot higher. And at that point, we'll take a little breather. If we're wrong, we'll still have a lot of positions in place. But again, we like to raise cash at extremes. And that is what we'll be doing here. But we're not close to that yet. I'm just telling you. I think April is going to be a very good month. The data backs that up. First of all, you have 5 straight months up that we've just had. It's only happened 11 times since 1950. And in all 11 cases, the market's been higher into the end of the year. That final 9 months, up an average, I believe, close to 12%. I kind of think this market's going to do better with an election year. They're absolutely goosing this market. Can't imagine why they do that. Why would they do that? Who do they want to win the election? They being the state, the uniparty. Who do they want to win? I know it's not a guy with a last name that starts with T. I can tell you that. So, look, as an investor, You gotta play the hands dealt you. And in this case, it's a bullish hand. We'll continue to play it. We're gonna wear out this playbook and this repeating pattern as long as we possibly can. what else today? Sector watch. A new system. Where are you? There you are. Okay. Again, also very good here today. Of our 11 sectors, 8 finished higher today. Energy leading again today up 1.1%. Utilities up 0.8%. Real estate up 0.7%. To the downside, really nothing at all. Communication services down 0.3%. But really, again, pretty quiet day today. But no damage done here whatsoever in any direction. And our commodity watch, and we'll cover Bitcoin here as well. Here we go. Again, thank you. Hello. Hello, all-time high in gold. You finally blasted through 2,200, closing today up 1.2% at $27 an ounce at 2,240. This is the beginning. This is a at least 10-year technical formation. Call it a big bowl. Probably more aptly looked at as a cup and handle formation of a decade. The longer the base, the higher the move into space. And that's what's happened here. So this move that comes out of this is going to be significant. Our target, from the beginning of this year for gold has been a minimum of 2,400, again, we closed at 2,240, a minimum of 2,400 with maximum upside to 3,000-ish. And if they're taking off the hedges, meaning gold's been manipulated for decades, if they're removing those to at least some degree, then this move could really go parabolic, like a Bitcoin-like move, and it certainly should. Because if gold hadn't been manipulated all these years by the powers that be, and it absolutely has been, there's just no question. It's not a conspiracy theory. It has been. Just too many studies, too many legal cases have been brought where this has been the answer to what's happened. The gold would already be $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 an ounce, but they can't let that happen. That sends all kind of warning signals that the global monetary system is in trouble. So that's why they control it. But again, manipulation fails in the end. It always fails in the end. So, it's why we want to stay. It's why we never said sell all your gold and buy Bitcoin. What a dumb call that is. These assets are completely different from each other. They serve different purposes, different roles, and that's how they, in our opinion, that's how they should be looked at. And so, yeah, we own gold, we own silver, we own the miners. Silver today up 0.9%, $24.97. Copper up another what is this? Basically just one penny a pound at $4.01 a pound. Crude oil today really charging up now. That's another thing. You get crude oil around $100, it starts to worry weigh a little bit on the markets as an inflation concern. That's something we have to be aware of. Today, crude oil up 2% on the day, up $1.70 a barrel at $83.05, which of course means the energy stocks continue to rock and roll. And of course, we're positioned there as well. Finally of the day, Bitcoin. We've written about it, talked about it so much. I won't bore you again with the details, except you know what's happening. We're about the end of the month of April, and that is when the next halving takes place. This is the fourth halving of record. It's scheduled to be approximately April the 19th. And that's when the biggest moves in Bitcoin attack have happened. It's just the best supply demand story ever as an investor. And of course, now the SEC approval, now the halving. And the fact this is amazing. Roughly 80% of all advisors, broker dealers, money managers, hedge funds cannot buy Bitcoin. They can't buy Bitcoin or the Bitcoin ETFs that were approved by the SEC. That's a process. They're going through compliance. Some will be faster than others. But when you've got groups like Vanguard, who's the granddaddy of them all, right? When they can't buy and have not yet approved it, there's a whole lot more just like them that are in process. So whether it takes them a few weeks or a few months, and by the way, these still don't have options trading either on them either. They say that's going to be about a 6-month process. So right now you've got the spot ETFs, you've got futures trading, and of course you've got the original, the OG, which is Bitcoin itself, of course, which you buy through a wallet or store on your own drive. Bitcoin today up has a nice run now, trading back over 71,000 much of the day. Last trade here, 70,650. Again, we remain extremely bullish on this, looking for a significant move higher into and out of the halving, and then get ready because then it's 100, then it's 200,000, and then it keeps going. And I'll just repeat it one more time. Been saying it for a long time. People used to laugh us when we said it. Bitcoin will still be a buy when it hits a million. People don't laugh much anymore when we say it because it's happening. So keep buying Bitcoin. Just stay disciplined. Don't load the boat at any one asset. And keep enjoying the ride. By the way, the miners, again, I want to repeat this. The miners have clearly broken out now. A GDX today up 2%, still very little volume. Very little volume. We're looking at today, for example, GDX only traded 28 million shares. Again, it was a light volume day to day. But that's what we want to see happen now that the miners are breaking out, small caps are breaking out, but particularly in the miners, we want to see the miners begin. They're already leading. But now we want to see the big money start to show up. That is yet to happen. It will. It will. But again, I think it's going to be a monster year for the miners as they continue to lead gold higher. In my career, this has been the best setup for this group is when the miners are leading, and they've been leading now for a month. I believe GDX is now up in the last month, is now up 23, 24%. That's a snapshot of what's going to happen. As a reminder, of the last three rate cutting cycles, GDX has had an average gain of 170% plus. And again, rate cuts haven't even started yet. So, but the markets know what's coming, right? So front running of rate cuts is now underway. All right, folks, listen, I'm going to be on Real America's Voice on Saturday with a great friend, Wayne Allen Root, at noon Eastern Standard Time. Again, on Real America's Voice. Hope you can join us. And otherwise, have a great long Easter weekend, and we'll see you back here Monday after the close.